Good evening, everyone. Good evening. It is August 9th, the ninth day of August. It's a Friday, and that's right. We made it through the work week. Still a lot left to do. A lot of hustling, a lot of grinding. And so let's get to work. Let's get to work. But let's take a pause here, a couple of minutes. Let's talk about Forbes Friday, right? Ripped from the headlines of Forbes magazine, Forbes.com, Forbes website, Forbes newsletters, Forbes audio. We're just going to take something from there and talk about it. So the theme today was this week has been think win-win, mutually assured success. And so in today I'm going to talk about Apple is offering a 1 million bounty to any hacker, again, to any hacker that will locate or uncover any weaknesses in the iPhone. Wow. See, and they used to do this. They did this in the past. They've done this in the past where they've set up a bounty. However, it was a select group of people that were invited to participate. And back then it was 200,000. Now it's open to anyone and everyone, and it's $1 million. However, there are some things that have to, apply. Some conditions may apply, and they do in this case, because they're just not going to hand out somebody who says, oh, well, you know, here's your flaw. Oh, no, that's got to meet certain criteria within the flaw. Something that technically anybody can do technically without without using another iPhone, and there's like some rules behind it, and it's just something that the common everyday person could do and exploit. And then obviously once it gets out, then it gets bigger, and so again they want to try to stop it. But again, like I said, conditions do apply. So what does this have to do with think win-win? Well, first of all, it's Apple, the huge technology giant, getting out there and saying, okay, look, we know we're not perfect and we need your help. How do we solicit your help? Well, we're going to pay you $1 million to find and uncover these flaws in our system, in our iPhone. And it's like, that's good. So you start that dialogue between the hackers, quote unquote hackers, and the big company. Now, is this also a way for the big company to identify these potential hackers? Something to think about there. Now, and of course, you can always use the information for nefarious means or for whatever it's intended to mean. I get that. The win-win here is that it is opening its doors and it's recognizing and is sharing with everybody that while it's not perfect, it's doing everything it can to get as close to perfect as possible. Security leaks, hacks, stuff like that, data breaches, things like that. How much information do you carry on your iPhone? And is Samsung doing the same thing? Is Nokia doing the same thing? Is everybody else, are they doing the same thing? Are they inviting people to go in and try to hack their system and then reward them for it? It's good business sense right there. It's good business sense. Because again, you're getting it basically for free. If it's only going to end up costing you $1 million as opposed to, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars because of a data breach, then, you know, that's a small price to pay. And besides, look, they're getting free advertisement because I'm talking about it here, right now, today. So huge win across the board. Folks, in your organizations, are you doing the thing? Are you doing the exact same thing? Are you opening your doors to your public and saying, look, we're not a perfect company. We want to be a perfect company, but we want to involve you. Is that happening? Is that what's going on? Locally here in the town I live in, it's had its ups and downs, its fair share of problems. But recently they did something very unique. And I was like, wow, they put a call out that there's committees that they're asking for people to join. Regular people who are not elected officials, regular individuals, citizens of the city, of the town, to go and join these committees. One of them is the tree committee, and it's basically determining where we need more shade, where we need more trees, how to go a little bit more green in the city. And kudos to them. So again, here's this organization that, in this case, it's the town, the civic organization here, the city government, that's opened its doors and says, hey, we need people from the outside to come in and help make our city. There's other committees going on, and they're forming up, and that's a good thing. So again, this larger group forms creates an open door and says, hey, come on in, join us. We want your input. We want you to help us improve. We want you to help us to become better. So there's your win-win. We're not being divided. We're being united. We're being brought into into that. So think win-win, folks. It's something to think about this weekend. Go forward in whatever you do this weekend, your side hustle, your main hustle, if that's your main hustle, you're grinding, you're making things happen, you're sitting there, you're trying to come up with a new idea. Put think win-win up at the very top. Put think win-win in every idea that comes across. And how do you open it up? And how do you make the win-win situation? You know, of course, everybody wants the money. Everybody wants to sell the product. That's a win-lose. What's the win-win? The win-win is the long tail. Is what do you do after? What do you do after they buy your product? You know, I know sometimes some products are just very specific, but again, they might never ever need them, but guess what? Somebody else might. What are you doing today to ensure that, hey, they tell their friends that they got their product from you, and should they ever need it, well, there it is. Something to think about. So, and go, like I said, going forward, this is your weekend homework, is incorporate think win-win in everything you do, not just at work, but in your personal life, in your family life. Think win-win. How does everybody win? What can we do to win together? What can we do to come together and work together to a common solution? What can we do, well, to make tomorrow better than yesterday? Folks, I'm Dave Guerra. This has been Let's Have a Chat for Friday, Forbes Friday, and we talked about Apple inviting, offering $1 million bounty to any hacker that uncovers a weakness in its iPhone, and how that's a win-win, and how we can move that into our everyday lives. So get to work, got a lot to do. I'll talk to you on Monday. Enjoy your weekend, but get to work as well. And until then, take care. We'll talk to you soon.